This is Jay Sekulow, an update on the Supreme Court of the United States and more on the issue of prayer and the Naval Academy.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about
and now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom. Yeah.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Taking your calls. The issue is prayer in our military. We've been focusing a couple weeks back on the situation with chaplains. Now it's the academies. I've had a situation at the Air Force Academy. Remember last year I went out to the Air Force Academy, participated in a debate with Mikey Weinstein. He's trying to remove a lot of the prayer activity and what's been the traditions of the Navy in that regard. Now the Naval Academy, that was the Air Force, now the Naval Academy under attack. This time the protagonist, the American Civil Liberties Union. Their argument, a prayer at mealtime. This is the lunchtime prayer, which has only been in existence, by the way, since the Naval Academy was formed 165 years ago, is unconstitutional. That is what they're saying. And that is now being attacked by the ACLU. We're responding. We've responded already once. We're continuing that response. We want to hear what you have to say about why the attack on prayer. Why the attack on prayer, especially when it's our military involved. We want to hear what you have to say about it. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. A little bit later in the broadcast, Jordan's going to be calling in from New York from the site of the Statue of Liberty. Why is he there? Well, we've got our Supreme Court argument date in our Ten Commandments case, which also involves things like the Statue of Liberty and Veterans of Foreign War monuments. The argument date, November 12th, by the way, is the date for the oral argument. That is the day after Veterans Day, and VFW, Veterans of Foreign War Monuments, are subject to the attack in that particular Supreme Court case. And of course, as we're talking about right now, the Navy, specifically the Naval Academy, under attack. Why do you think it is that prayer in the military is under such opposition? 1-800-684-3110. Skip Ash is a senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice, handles all of our military-related affairs, served in the Army for 20 years, including time in the Pentagon. And Skip, let's again reset the stage here for those that weren't with us yesterday. Exactly what practice is being challenged here?
Jay, every noontime when the brigade of midshipmen gathers for lunch, after following the normal announcements that are given to at the time, there is a short prayer, non-proselytizing prayer, given by one of the Navy chaplains assigned to the Naval Academy. This is a tradition that's gone on since the 1840s, and now they're trying to, the ACLU is trying to stop it.
Now, when we say trying to stop it, folks, they've actually sent a letter to the Naval Academy, and Skip, in this letter, they say the prayer's unconstitutional, and if it doesn't stop, they're going to file a lawsuit, they're going to go to court on this.
And that's very ironic. You know, in 1799, the Congress passed a law directing that divine services and other religious activities take place in the United States Navy. That's in the generation that adopted the First Amendment. So it's clear that they didn't foresee that having prayers and having divine services was a violation of the Establishment Clause.
Now you got the ACLU on the attack, folks, and they're on the attack aggressively. And now the Naval Academy, which means our midshipmen being deprived of the ability to pray. By the way, you don't have to pray if you don't want to. All you do is show respect. You don't have to bow your head. You don't have to repeat any words. But nevertheless, the ACLU, not only threatening a lawsuit, they've sent a demand letter to the Naval Academy. We have responded, by the way, and now we're going to ask you to respond as well. As I said, Jordan's going to be giving us a report from the Statue of Liberty in New York, a live report, because that's part of our oral argument to go to the Supreme Court of the United States. These historic monuments, whether it's the Statue of Liberty, a Ten Commandments monument, part of the heritage of the country, is really in jeopardy because of the Supreme Court case we're involved in. Now, we're optimistic because the court granted review. But right now, the Naval Academy, under attack, their, quote, violation of the law, a prayer at mealtime. That's the violation of the law. We want you to join with over 1,000 people that contacted us just yesterday. You add your name to this petition of solidarity with the Naval Academy, defending prayer, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you the number again, 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand up for prayer or ACLJ.org.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Hey, 1-800-684-3110. We're fighting for the right to live in freedom. And by the way, Jordan's going to be giving a report, we hope, in a few minutes, live from the Statue of Liberty. That's not something you're going to see every day or hear every day on radio. Why is that? Our oral argument date for our Supreme Court case has been set. I'll be making the arguments November 12th, the day after Veterans Day. And when you look at the Statue of Liberty, and when you look at Veterans of Foreign War monuments, or the World War II monument, or the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., or Gettysburg, these historic sites where we have these monuments and memorials, that is all at risk in this Supreme Court case. So we've got a lot on us, as you can imagine. We encourage you to continue to pray for us as we are going to be putting, we're getting the other side's brief. Our first brief has been filed. The Summum Group's brief will be filed in about 2 weeks. Then we'll file in 30 days from then another round of briefs. Then, of course, the oral arguments in November. So a lot going on at the Supreme Court. Like I said, I hope to get that live report up from Jordan shortly. But we're also focusing in on the fact that prayer is under attack in the Naval Academy, and it's under attack significantly. And I will tell you something, it is a one-way street when you find out what the attack is. Let's go right to the phones. Diane is calling from Texas on line 3. Hi, Diane.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you great. You're on the air.
Okay, I have 2 points. Number one, it's so hypocritical, all this protection for Islam, and yet all this attack on Christianity. And I want to know, why can't Christians demand the defamation of religion that the Islamics are?
Yeah, I'll tell you, you know, you bring up an interesting point. You're tying into what we were talking about a couple weeks back with the Islamic conference. By the way, that hearing looks like it's going to be September 9th, so we'll be broadcasting from Geneva during those hearings on the resolution on religious defamation. But Diane, if you cannot, Islam is a religion you cannot touch. They get a special protection. I'm not saying it's right, by the way. Obviously, I think it's incorrect. Everybody should be treated on an equal playing field. But this prayer, and this is important for everybody to understand, this is not a proselytizing prayer. This isn't a prayer with an altar call. Skip, describe the kind of prayer that this would be.
Every time at lunch when they get up, they have the announcements at the during lunch, and then the chaplain comes up, he's introduced, he comes up, and he says about a 3 or 4 sentence prayer, which is a general prayer asking the blessing on the food and asking the blessing on the men and women in uniform, and that's it. There's nothing there that asks anybody to come to Jesus or to assent to any belief or anything else. This is merely one of those solemnizing events that take place around the country at legislatures and in the military on a recurring basis.
Yeah, and including the Supreme Court of the United States. I don't know if we have this, but I want to play this if we do. I'm going to ask our producer to see if we can get it. And this is the opening cry at the Supreme Court of the United States. Now, you need to understand this, that this is what's every time the Supreme Court starts a session, this is what they say.
Oh, Oh yay, oh yay, oh yay. All persons having business before the Honorable, the Supreme Court of the United States, are admonished to draw near and give their attention, for the court is now sitting. God save the United States and this honorable court.
Well, there you have it. And under the ACLU's interpretation, that would be a violation of the Constitution. Now, folks, now they're attacking. Before it was the branches of the military. Now it's the military academies that are under attack. Here's what I want you to do, right? It's very, very important you do this. Thousands and thousands of you have called us in the last couple of days, literally just in the last 36 hours. We need many more to do that. We need to make a big statement to the Naval Academy and letting them know we're standing with them. Here's the phone number to add your name to the petition, proclamation of solidarity, to maintain this prayer for the Naval Academy and help us continue to fight the ACLU on this, because they're the ones that are pushing this so aggressively. Here's the number, 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. I want you to call it right now, 1-877-989-2255, for you to stand with us. This is a proclamation of solidarity against what the ACLU is doing to the Naval Academy, trying to eliminate this 165-year-old expression of prayer, which is similar to what the Supreme Court gives. As Skip just described it, and Skip served in the military for 20 years, so he knows what this is like, and that's the real tragedy here. Andrew is calling from Washington State on line one. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you, sir?
Okay, listen, first of all, I just need you to clarify for me a couple things.
Sure.
It appears ever since the 60s, when the Supreme Court went upside down with the liberal left agenda, it's turned into the tail wagging the dog, where an individual such as an individual comes in and is offended by, let's just say in this case, a prayer of an institution,
right,
from its inception for 165 years, can come in and object in some way and say, you know, I'm going to take on the ACLU, stand for nothing but bad, and say that I'm going to challenge the right of the institution to do what they've always done. And my question to you is, where are the rights of the institution? Where are the rights?
Well, we think that, let me answer the question, because you bring up a really good point. We think the rights are established in the Constitution, and we think this is an upside-down view of constitutional law. The military's unique environment, and it's a unique environment because it's an enclave in that sense, and meeting the spiritual needs of the, now in this particular case, the midshipmen, those training at our prestigious Naval Academy, have the right to have prayer as part of their tradition. It's, if you don't want to participate, you don't have to. Just stand there and be polite. These people don't even want to stand and be polite. And first of all, they're at attention anyways. So what? Anytime now a chaplain gives a prayer, they're going to sit down. The price of freedom is sometimes, you know what, you show respect and you don't have to verbalize it. You don't have to bow your head. You don't have to pray. But to show a little bit of respect. And Skip, I know you've served in the military for 20 years, and this gets frustrating when we talk about this. But the fact of the matter is, it is if, and this is where Andrew is absolutely right, a group of people disagree, and it shuts the whole process down for everyone, and now you literally have a constitutional crisis.
That's exactly right. And what's ironic here is that the Naval Academy is in the business of training future leaders of the armed forces, especially in the Navy and the Marine Corps, and those people, when they become commanders, will be responsible for the spiritual program and the spiritual health of their commands. If we allow a couple of midshipmen who are disenchanted with this prayer to prevail, then we're teaching and we're setting up leaders who are going to be taught the wrong lessons. The fact that whether they have faith or not, they still are responsible for the spiritual welfare of their subordinates.
You're absolutely correct, and you're hearing it from Skip, by the way, who served in the military for 20 years, and we're fortunate to have him as part of our senior team here at the ACLJ, also a professor at Regent University School of Law, and was over in Israel teaching in our program there just a few weeks ago. Folks, this is a serious fight, and I want to take it seriously. I've sent a demand letter responding to the ACLU saying that their interpretation of law, in our view, is incorrect. We need to do more than that. We need your help. I need everybody that's listening right now. We've got to make a stand against the ACLU. They've got in their sights the Naval Academy. Before it's chaplains, now it's the Naval Academy. All of this coming at the same time. Why? They want to eliminate prayer and part of our history and heritage. I just played you what it was in the Supreme Court of the United States for 200 years. That's what they say. God save the United States and this honorable court. But that is under attack right now. If you want to help us, I want you to go to your phones and sign the Proclamation of Solidarity with the Naval Academy, encouraging them to keep this prayer tradition. Here's the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. You can also sign up online at aclj.org. Let's go to Irene calling from Florida on line 5. Hi, Irene.
Hey, thank
yes,
you
ma'am.
For being there.
Sure.
God bless you and what you're doing. I think it's a purposeful, and many people think it's a purposeful demoralization of our military and it's our people who are defending our nation.
Well, it's interesting you say that because I'd like to hear from, by the way, from some of our military people. I would like to hear from them because we're looking at, how do these prayers impact their lives? So, Irene, you're absolutely correct. It does bring up a situation. Hey, we've got Jordan on the phone right now. He's calling from the Statue of Liberty. We'll go to him for just a minute here to give us a report. Jordan, we've been talking about prayer in the Navy. You're standing at the Torch of Liberty right now in New York. Tell us what you're seeing and what's going on.
It's been an interesting experience here today in New York as we're looking through the different monuments here, the private monuments given to the federal government here at Liberty Island and Ellis Island, but also Central Park to the city of New York. And a couple of interesting points to note out that was one that we just recognized today at Ellis Island, relatively new from 2003. So it was given during the time that most of this was closed down after the 9/11 attacks and wasn't open to the public. By an Indian tribe with their religious symbols honoring bones that were found at Ellis Island dating back to the times when the different Indian tribes were actually on the island here in the New York area. That monument being allowed and discussing here with Park Service members all the different monuments here representing different factions, learning about the Statue of Liberty, and a lot of facts that you don't hear necessarily if you're just here as a tourist.
Well, we're doing this, folks, because our Supreme Court oral argument date is set for November 12th. It does impact the Statue of Liberty. It does impact veterans of foreign war monuments. We're going to try to go back to Jordan in a minute after the break. But, folks, that's November 12th, so be in prayer for us on that, a big case. And at the same time, while Jordan's standing in front of the Statue of Liberty, we have to defend liberty right here in the United States and including at our Naval Academy so that the tradition of prayer for the midshipmen can stay in place. And this is where we need everybody that's listening right now. As we go to a break, you go to your phones and call this number and stand with us as we stand with the Naval Academy and against the ACLU in their attempt to literally eradicate prayer, which is what they're trying to do here. Here's the phone number. Call it right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign your name to the Proclamation of Solidarity. You can also go to aclj.org or you call us right now. 1-877-989-2255. Standing for prayer at the Naval Academy.
It's one of the most revered branches of our military, the United States Navy. And for more than 160 years now, there's been a mealtime prayer at noon at the U.S. Naval Academy, a tradition of voluntary prayer that's now under attack. Now the ACLU is demanding that the Naval Academy stop this time-honored tradition or face a federal lawsuit. That's right, the ACLU is trying to censor the Naval Academy, claiming this voluntary prayer somehow violates the U.S. Constitution. This is the time for action. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice and encourage the Naval Academy to stand firm, to keep the noontime prayer, and to say no to the ACLU. Sign on today to the ACLJ Proclamation of Solidarity for the Naval Academy. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. Help the ACLJ protect prayer in the military. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information and for assistance. People like Sarah Sloan from Arizona, who turned to aclj.org for legal help after receiving a failing grade on a college journalism project because the school said her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
It was a religious section, and it was a feature story on Kirk Cameron. It was a really good interview, and I wrote the story, and time came with the jurors, and the jurors failed me, because they thought it was biased.
Listen, the end result was we wanted to make sure you got that certificate, and you did. Literally a click away, and Sarah Sloan's situation was resolved through our lawyers, our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We are glad and thrilled that this was resolved successfully.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Check out the ACLJ online, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, a website that makes a difference.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. If you served in the military, if you went to one of the military academies, how important was prayer to you? 1-800-684-3110. We want to hear from you. Before we hear from you, though, we're going right back to New York City. Jordan's in New York at the Statue of Liberty. Literally, you'll hear the noise in the background at the Statue of Liberty. Why? We've sent a group of our legal team up to New York because when we argue that case on a day after Veterans Day, November 12th, in just a few months, at the Supreme Court of the United States, coming out of Utah, things like Veterans of Foreign War monuments, things like the Statue of Liberty, are all at risk under this 10th Circuit's aberration of a ruling that we think they were wrong. They need to be reversed. We're glad the Supreme Court took the case. But basically what they're saying is if you've got a Statue of Liberty up, you have to put up a Statue of Tyranny. If you have a Ten Commandments monument up, you have to allow another group to come in and put the anti-Ten Commandments up. And on it goes. Even when the government is the speaker. In the Statue of Liberty case, the government clearly is the speaker. Jordan, you're at the Statue of Liberty now, and it's important for people to understand, as we're talking about the Statue of Liberty, and we're defending the Navy's right to have prayer at the Naval Academy, there is a lot at stake. Jordan, what's the report?
Well, it's been great here. We've had a lot of help from the National Park Service. Of course, these are both federal lands, Ellis Island and then Liberty Island. They're both federal parks. So the National Park Service actually lent us the head historian for Ellis Island and Liberty Island for the day today, as we've been going around Ellis Island earlier this morning. And now just arrived at Liberty Island. We literally just got off the boat when I came on the air, so we wouldn't have that in the background. But it's very busy here. And the interesting thing about this entire journey that we've been on so far, the last couple of days and what we've been working on, is how many privately donated monuments there are all over the city of New York and then all over this federal property here, which is separate from the city of New York at Liberty Island and Ellis Island, from everything from Indian tribes to wealthy Americans to international, to cities from overseas, countries from overseas, anonymous gifts from people. But the real big theme is that the government doesn't make any of these monuments, and it always comes from some organization, some group of people, or some private individual.
Well, that's exactly what we're arguing, folks. And again, we're giving you a live report from Liberty Island. Jordan's going to go back to the group now, but this gives you don't see, like I said, you don't hear this typically on radio broadcasts. I don't care where you're listening. We're certainly glad you're listening to these Christian radio stations, because here we're giving you a live report coming in from this particular case, Liberty Island, which is where the Statue of Liberty is, because, as I said, Statue of Liberty next to a Statue of Tyranny, if some of these groups had their way. Let's go, and Jordan, so you'll give us another report tomorrow as you continue investigating this, okay?
Great, thank you.
Very good. Well, that's Jordan coming to you live, literally from a cell phone on Liberty Island. We're going to go right back to our phones. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Why is it that prayer in the Navy, Naval Academy, under attack by the ACLU? Yvonne is calling from New York on line four. Hi, Yvonne.
Okay, what? 1 minute, I have to say.
Okay, guys, you're going to have, Yvonne, we'll go back to you in a moment. Linda is calling from California on line one. Hi, Linda. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a comment to make, because these young men and women that are getting the appointments to the Naval Academy,
yes,
do they not go through orientation so they know what's ahead of them and have that opportunity to decline if they don't agree with it?
Well, you're certainly right. You're certainly not compelled to go to the Naval Academy. It's an honor to go to any of the military academies. Skip, what is the situation there? I mean, the tradition, how important are these traditions within the branches of the military, Skip?
They're absolutely important. If you look at the training at each of the academies, it's very specific to the branch of service in which they will serve. For instance, the whole language used at the Naval Academy talks about decks and ladders and bulkheads and everything else. Even when they're living in a barracks, in the student barracks on the Naval Academy grounds, they're using the language as if they're on a ship. So a lot of these traditions are to ingrain and to teach and to mold these leaders to be the leaders in the United States Navy Marine Corps. So they're absolutely essential.
Yeah, I'll tell you something, folks. It's so essential that while we're fighting to keep it, the ACLU is fighting to remove it. And because of this, I want everyone that's listening, we need to take a very bold stand. Let me tell you what we've done. First of all, go to ACLJ.org. We've got news stories up. We've got a copy of our demand letter in place. So it's all there. But This is what's important. You have to speak out. We need to do a proclamation of solidarity. You need to help us continue this fight with the for the Naval Academy's ability to continue the prayer, standing against the American Civil Liberties Union. And everybody that's listening needs to participate. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Jordan gave us that report from New York. I mean, live from New York at Liberty Island, the Statue of Liberty. And while he's at the Statue of Liberty and giving us that live report, we're also working to defend the time-honored tradition of prayer at the Naval Academy that's been in existence as long as the Naval Academy has been in existence. So again, if you want to join with us, it's 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. That petition and proclamation of solidarity. Skip, let me ask you this question. You went to West Point. You've served in the military. We talked about the tradition of prayer, but we've been looking at this problem with the chaplains they've had. Now we have this issue. This looks like a concerted effort to remove the religious aspects, if you will, or the environment, change the environment of the military. That's what they're saying they want to do. They want to change the environment. How does that all play out within military life?
I'll tell you, I think it's especially dangerous because when you have a force that has a monopoly of arms in the society, you want people who have some type of religious backing, some type of religious basis for the use of those arms. If you remove a religious basis or an ethical basis from the use of these things, you're going to end up with a very dangerous force. And one of the strong points of traditionally in the American Armed Forces has been strong religious beliefs among the leaders and among the soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines. And by removing, step by step, trying to take prayer away and removing this religious heritage, we are, in effect, endangering ourselves as a society if we have a military that has no basic moral backing.
Folks, we've got so many calls coming in. We're going to stay after and take some of your calls. So hang on the line here. If you want to call us, we'll be staying after and recording this for another airing. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Steve is calling from Virginia on line 5. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I just wanted to say that I think this is a facade about trying to take religion and prayer out of the Naval Academy. I think what they're trying to do is promote their own agenda of secular humanism through atheism.
Well, look, they want a sterile environment. It's what Skip just said. They want a sterile environment. That's exactly what they're looking for, and that's exactly what we're fighting against. And I think you're right. There's more to it than just, quote, the Establishment Clause issues here. It's a whole mindset within the ACLU promoting it through the military. Bruce is calling from Montana on line 6. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
I just wanted to. I'm a soldier in the military. I don't want to say which branch.
That's fine.
I'm actually active duty, and the prayer is so absolutely necessary to our goals as soldiers. We have when I got promoted, we had a ceremony, and the chaplain, he prayed in Jesus' name, and it was beautiful because I watched as the morality in my around my brothers, my shipmates, as they grew in their morality, and they did not hate the prayer. They loved the prayer. These are people who, excuse the term, cursed like a sailor.
Right.
You hear what I'm saying?
Sure, absolutely.
It was absolutely necessary, and none of them said, this is wrong, this is wrong. The ones who didn't agree did not pray. They sat there, as you said, in respect, and they loved it. And it's not a thing that should be fought as much as it's a thing that should be almost, I don't want to say ignored, but accepted as what it is. We are a completely separate entity from every other thing in the world, and we do our job to protect a country so the people can have the freedoms to do what they are doing, and it's just, it's horrible. You deny our freedoms, you kill the morality of the military, and you kill the morality of the country.
Bruce, listen, I appreciate your service, and I appreciate your words. We could not end the program on a more important note, and again, Bruce, thanks for calling in, and we appreciate your service. Folks, you heard what Bruce just said, and we've got to stand for the Navy here, the Naval Academy, and also for our men and women serving that want to make sure prayer stays in existence. Here's the phone number. I want you to go to your phones right now, add your name to this proclamation of solidarity. Here is the phone number. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let me give you that number again. It's 1-877-989-2255. Let's stand with our military and defend prayer or ACLJ.org.